Well, Tony, what did you make of that?
Well, I thought it was hard work. I thought it was... I thought we played against a team who'd give everything for their manager and the club, but I think it's ultimately, I think with the players that we've got, we total respect to Rochdale. We expect to come to Rochdale and win. But I thought it was really, really hard work. I thought, as I say, we had to dig deep. And what's pleasing is that, you know, you can compare this game to maybe to Southend on the opening day. It has a similar type of arena, a similar type of feel to the match, and a game that we didn't really physically turn up, and I thought we physically turned up today and competed with a team that if you don't compete against, you're going to lose. So that's the most pleasing aspect. I think that the team look like they're acclimatising to the league and getting used to what's required to win football matches.
Started the game nice and bright, didn't you? It was a lovely goal.
Yeah, I can't remember it, to be honest, but alright, Richie scored from across, yeah. Yeah, listen, it's good. It's good that the strikers scored as well today, I'd have to say. I'm more pleased for the strikers. Obviously, for Danny, who's worked extremely hard behind the scenes to get himself into the condition that he's going to have an impact on our team. But Antonissen works like a Trojan. Yeah, sometimes, you know, he's still got to acclimatise. I think he's got to understand how we play. It doesn't stick all the time, but it's great that he scored. You know, Samuel worked extremely hard today. I think, you know, you could see when Dak came on, he wants to make an impression. He thinks he should be playing in the team, I think, and with his talent, he maybe should be. But it's good to be able to bring the quality on with that we brought on. I think, you know, we could have scored a few more late on. With respect to them, Harry Chapman had some, you know, great opportunities. But yeah, happy enough and pleased for the supporters. You know, we've got to mention the supporters. You know, it was an amazing turnout. You know, I've been to this place a few times, and either to watch other games or bring a team here, and I've never seen as much support for the away side. It was quite amazing today.
Made a switch at half time with your wide players. Craig Conway came over to the right in the second half. How pleased were you with the way that went? Because they were both a threat on the opposite flank second half, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I think I generally talk to them about that, but leave it to them. They have to feel the guy they're playing against, whether they think they've got the legs of him, whether they like to step inside because he's quite fast, and so they can't run down the outside of him, and so they come inside and play off the strikers. They have to feel that on the pitch, and you know, if you've ever been a footballer out on the grass, sometimes you come up against someone and you just think, oh, I can't get past him, he's too quick. So you have to find a different way of hurting him. So it's down to them really when they come across the pitch and switch wings. But again, they worked extremely hard, which is why they are in our team at the moment. They're good footballers, but amazing. So we'll get the data off their GPS systems, and they'll have both covered over 12 kilometres. You know, it's amazing the amount of high intensity and distance they cover really on the football pitch, which is what our team needs to do to match some of the teams in this league.
Took a bang on the hip, Craig, didn't he?
Yeah.
And pretty much did it seize up right away, and you wanted to get him off?
Right at the death, he wanted to stay on, but I'm telling him we've got another game on Tuesday. And I thought that at 2-0, Chapman is just the type of player who can come and damage teams if they overcommit men forward in the space and break away, and he maybe should have scored, to be honest. He had a few chances there late on one-on-one in the box, but Harry's, you know, you can see how direct he is and positive he is, but maybe not to start, because you can see they put a few balls in our box late on down his side. So out of possession he doesn't do what a Conway or a Bennett would do, but in possession he probably offers us a bit more.
Does he give you a nice problem though, Chapman, that when he does come on he can show you how good he is?
I'd have to say it's not a problem, and I'm pretty sure that Middlesbrough, his parent club, would understand that he's at this moment in his career, he's probably not a 90-minute footballer, but he's a, you know, potentially a devastating substitute, and yet there will be some games where we feel we are going to dominate right from the off. I think hopefully later in the season, when if we've won a lot of games and teams set up really negatively against us to defend, I think there'll be days when he starts and we just leave him out there and let him sort of, inverted commas, cheat out a little bit and just ready to counter-attack away. But yeah, they were okay today, good.
Just a final one of them, eh? You said you'd give Mulgrew as late as possible before deciding the team. At what stage did you know he wouldn't make it, Tony?
Well, we had pretty in-depth conversations yesterday morning. I think, you know, amazing credit to Charlie. He was considering taking an injection to play in this game, but I didn't see how it could be that we could put him on a team sheet, have an injection half an hour before a game, and then him not feel as if it was quite right. So we between us, we took the decision, and the medical department, of course, that we'll see how he is on Monday. We'll assess it, and hopefully it'll settle down a little bit more over the weekend, and he'll be available hopefully for Tuesday. That said, you'd have to say Paul Downing had a faultless, you know, debut for the football club, and I'd have to say, you know, when you put that back four together, it's a pretty experienced back four, and yet it's not a supremely athletic back four, and they have to get the lines right and defend in the right areas of the pitch, and I thought they did that well today.